Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. And the hadith we want to look at today is from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he talks about how to fulfill the needs of a needy person. Of course, we know that in this blessed month of Ramadan, it is highly encouraged that we help the needy. If anyone comes to seek assistance, then this is definitely the month in which we should go out of our way to assist them. So the Imam alayhi salam in this hadith is reported to have said, إِنَّهُ لَيَعْرِضُ لِي صَاحِبُ الْحَاجَةِ فَأُبَادِرُ إِلَىٰ قَضَائِهَا مَخَافَةَ أَنْ يَسْتَغْنِيَ عَنْهَا صَاحِبُهَا. The sixth Imam said, at times a person comes and presents his need to me, so I make haste and rush to fulfill his need out of fear that somehow his need gets fulfilled before I can assist him. What a beautiful hadith. The Imam alayhi salam is not only talking about fulfilling the needs of those who come to you for assistance. Rather, he says that if somebody comes to me, I make sure that I do it very quickly. I assist the person very quickly because I'm afraid that he should not get assistance elsewhere. He should not get his needs fulfilled elsewhere. It means that the Imam alayhi salam realizes that this benefit and the reward of helping the needy is so much that he does not want to miss the opportunity of gaining that reward. Hence, he makes haste to fulfill the needs of the person. So the Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that if somebody comes to ask for our assistance, we should not drag our feet and be very slow in responding to that person and helping that person after such a long time that he or she could have gotten help elsewhere much quicker. Rather, we should make haste and assist the person as soon as possible so that we do not lose the opportunity of gaining the reward for helping the needy person. This is a very beautiful hadith, and it shows us that when a needy person comes to us, our attitude should be actually one of gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. We should actually be thankful to Allah for giving us an opportunity to assist somebody in need, especially if he or she is a believer, and assisting them will truly be something that is counted as a virtuous act. And so we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the ability to always assist those in need as soon as possible. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from
you.